stupid, ignorant, son of a bitch, dumb bastard!
Round the Edge weekend on Sundays from 2 till 4. You're listening to Switch 1197's Josh and Zachary.
Good afternoon, everybody. Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend on Switch 1197, Brisbane's youth alternative. Zach?
It certainly is, Josh.
Good to clarify that at all points.
Yeah.
Especially at the top of the show, so everyone knows.
We need a true form of authentication on this show, Josh.
It's like 100 points of ID.
It is. Someone's got to announce that it's the show, and then that motion's got to be seconded. Otherwise, it may not be the Josh and Zach.
It's cold out there.
It's cold in here.
Yeah, it is a bit cold in here, to be perfectly
honest. Let's keep
keep everyone up to date with the temperature inside the studio. So everyone can get involved.
Because I know when I'm listening to the radio, I'm always thinking, boy, it's a bit hot out here. I wonder what it's like in the studio.
God, I hope they're keeping comfortable. Tim-O-Matic, Looks Could Kill on the Josh and Zachary Show, Switch 1197, Brisbane's Youth Alternative, and Zach, tuck your pants into your socks. There's a snake on the loose.
I'm not wearing socks.
Well, you're in strife, mate. I hope you can speak parcel tongue.
I hate when... No, you don't get to do the parcel tongue joke.
I know, now I look like a nerd in front of everyone. Yeah, exactly. Just trying to get a gag out there, and all the girls are turning their cars around. They go, this guy's an absolute bloody nerd. He's doing Harry Potter references.
Say... away from the parcel tongue jokes, they're mine.
Okay, you should have elongated the S on that one, mate. Make it sound like you're talking parcel tongue. But
stay away. I'm not committing to that.
Maybe we can save it for the impression of the week, Zach.
Ah, we're not doing that this week.
Ah, sounds we are, mate. Perfect time to if you've been watching the news. Zach,
Great.
Yeah, no, Zach, there's a boa constrictor out there on the loose, and police said they found it down there at the Esplanade on the Gold Coast, so we're a bit safe being up here in sunny old Queensland.
Where's the Brisbane. Esplanade?
Down the Gold Coast, mate. Not sure where. But I don't think the airwaves travel down that far, so I don't give a goddamn about the Gold Coast. But
all that boa constricted infested esplanades.
But they said
get eaten whole, Gold Coast,
by a boa constrictor.
Yeah,
illegal. So we've railed against.
It's not a threat, by the way.
We've rallied against people who keep snakes as pets to be the wacky snake owner.
Same sort of people who drink Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, exactly. There's no place for them.
Oh,
here.
What? I like it. It tastes like garbage juice, but I like to drink it. Do you?
It tastes like prescribed medicine, but whatever. Why does your face wince up every time you take a sip?
Addict.
Zach, police were called to the Esplanade. Someone called them
to
up.
To take down a boa constrictor.
Well, they said ring-a-ding-ding, and they said, yeah.
How do we handcuff this thing?
one handcuff.
This wasn't in the rule book.
He's a slippery devil. He's a regular Houdini, the snake.
A myth, snakes aren't actually slippery at all.
They went down there, they said, oh yeah, there's a snake at the bottom of this tree.
Plug it full of bullets.
Well, that's my instinct.
Yeah.
Just one to, one to the head, a few to the body. You don't know where his brain ends.
Why are we spending money to get this snake safely back into a home?
Oh, the bikies would be laughing.
Yeah, exactly.
the perfect scapegoat, snake goat. So they went, they picked this snake.
We don't need to be given the bikies additional ideas.
Or plugs.
Or plugs. Join your chapter of the... No, don't. Or do. It's up to you.
I don't know, whatever.
I got no opinion on anything to do with that.
Do whatever you want. Not to us, though.
You can never be too careful. The radio waves might make it to the Gold Coast.
Yeah, there might be an aurora borealis. Very odd time to have aurora borealis in sunny Queensland, but you never know.
For the bikies listening who don't know what an aurora borealis is, we're not
fine.
Insulting you. No.
Please don't firebomb the studio. Not even that you're saying that you would. That's probably not even anything that you'd do. Let's go to a song. Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend on Switch 1197, Brisbane's Youth Alternative.
What was that?
What?
How long did those joiners and breaks and bits and bobs go for?
We're now at 2 minutes 43. We've done one, two door breaks.
I put my headphones on, it feels like 5 minutes ago. I could have left my ears, fresh in the breeze.
Yeah. Quite a set of ears you got on, yeah.
I'm sorry for anyone who had to hear that.
Yeah, they're probably
anyone sitting
probably...
there... primed and ready to go.
Probably loving every minute of it.
No, they wouldn't have been.
You don't want to show...
They would have been groaning, going, when does this tripe end? We get it. You're the Josh and Zachary show.
Oh, say it some more times, mate.
Yeah, do some more lasers. You've gone too far, mate.
Got a bit of feedback. There is people like the lasers, mate. So. And I'll have no more bloody attitude from you, mate, or I'll punish you accordingly.
You're the only one who fills out the feedback forms.
Self-analysis, mate. It's all.
If you can't critique yourself, you can't improve yourself.
Well, I was going to go something else, but now you've annoyed me.
Here we go. You'll hit us with some more joiners. Don't shoot me with your sound laser.
Don't hit me with your laser beams.
You got a sonic boom there. A bass rumble. A low-end sweetener.
Nah, mate, I got the next best thing.
Put my voice through a high-pass filter. Make me sound like I'm on the telephone.
I don't know, mate. You can choose because we're about to do this.
It's Zachary's impression of the week.
Can we not do that before a band comes in?
No. You've lost all credit. See, I was going to leave this right to the end.
Yeah.
But it's Zachary Casey's impression of the week.
Do you not think that you're going to make me like too timid for the rest of the show, though?
No, I think you can handle yourself pretty well. The only thing is, mate, this one, you get no say in who it is this week. Unless you want say in who you get.
Okay, so the thing about this one is I get no say unless I want to say. Riveting.
This is why I don't run the justice system in Queensland. here's the thing. 20 years in jail, unless you can think of something alternative. All right, that won't work. But Zach, all joking aside, Australia and I think the cricket community lost a great legend of the game, Mr. Richie Benaud, died at the age of 84, skin cancer. They got him.
You're not going to make me impersonate cancer, are you?
All right, well, if it's not cancer, mate, it's Richie Benaud.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know Richie Benaud?
No.
It's pretty easy. You want me to walk you through? I'll walk you through it.
All right.
Yeah. Is that what you want?
Okay.
So all you have to do is just repeat. And actually, this is going to make me too timid for the band coming in.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll save impression of the week a little bit later.
Oh, that's unprofessional. Who is Richie? Who?
You don't know Richie Benaud?
No.
The greatest cricket commentator.
Give me someone like Barack Obama.
Barack Obama.
George Bush.
He's a bit bigger than Barack Obama, mate.
You probably
find. Richie Benaud. Oh, you'll know if I know. Say this, then you'll know. All right, how about this? 2 for 22.
I don't know who that is.
Marvellous catch. Lovely day here at the MCG. You have no idea.
I don't know what that is.
Well, now it's just become Josh Casey's impression of the week, isn't it?
Do you have a jingle?
2 for 22. Well, just repeat after me, right? All right, we'll make this work. All right. Yeah. All you need to do, Richie Benaud's cricket legend and turned commentator. You know the CD's, the 12th man. Guy, no?
No.
You're
I remember.
Dumb as
like,
a post, aren't you?
I was like 6.
Well, you died just recently. You haven't been 6 all your life. So just straight after me. Just repeat after me. 2 for 22.
2 for 22.
You're getting it.
Yeah.
Marvellous catch.
Marvellous catch.
Here at the MCG.
Here at the MCG.
Now put all that together.
2 for 22.
Mm-hmm.
Marvellous catch. Here at the MCG.
It's Zachary's impression of the week.
I feel like that was a gimme.
That's how you play impression of the week here at the Josh and Zachary show. But yeah, the sad passing of Mr. Richie Benaud, died at age 85, Zach. They, you know, people say, I guess God needed another cricket commentator.
Yeah.
Which is the oddest thing.
How many matches is he having up there?
Well, that's the thing, mate. I didn't know it was the international game played also in heaven.
Would there be any point on that? I'm not talking about cricket in heaven.
not
a
big
stupid topic.
Thing. But that's an odd thing. Like, you never want to excel in your field, do you? I mean, I wouldn't want Jesus or God or whoever to be walking around going, oh, God, heaven's a bit dusty. Look at Josh down there with the spray and wipe. He's pretty handy. Have an aneurysm. Now I'm up here.
Aneurysm stroke.
Now I've got my fantasy football team.
Come at me, Satan.
You listen to Josh and Zach at Switch 1197, Brisbane's Youth Alternative. Josh and Zach, rounding out your weekend, Switch 1197, Brisbane's Youth Alternative. Tragedy has befallen the studio and and the Switch 1197 car, the race car that we've got over there. She's we were supposed to be hearing from Andy C. He hasn't called in yet. He likes to leave it to the last minute. God love him. But
he also occasionally makes the noise of the Switch 11 race car while on Facebook.
Yeah, which is the oddest thing.
I've seen him comment, vroom, vroom.
It's to rally the troops, I think.
Yeah, no. Yeah, well, it works for me every time.
Oh, yeah, he goes, who wants to come to the Queensland Raceway, watch the Switch 1197 car? And we say, wait, we can't. We're doing a show.
Vroom, vroom.
Okay, show cancelled. Off the back of that. But, I mean, everyone's all scratching their heads until everyone bloody going, how did this happen? Because the driver of the Switch 1197 car, mate, he's a superstar behind the wheel.
He's a professional.
No one knows how this has happened. We're waiting to hear back from Andy, but
heard a boa constrictor got on the on the track.
Yeah,
constricted the Switch 1197 race car. Swallowed it whole.
Worst thing to do to a race car. It's their only weakness. You just ask Bathurst and everyone involved. But I've got some audio actually of the car just before it crashed because we get a live feed. From the guy,
which is interesting part because we have no idea why we would need a live feed.
Well, it's in case he says something funny.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll just usually cut that up and be like, oh yeah, put that on the show, you know, or steal it.
Yep,
as for our own material.
Yeah,
but I do have actual audio just before he crashed, so I don't know if you want to hear it. It's a bit bloody, it's a bit confronting.
This sounds like a great piece of radio to me.
Yes.
I can't see anything wrong with this.
Well, basically, all it'll sound.
A man crashes his car.
It'll probably give us an insight as to why he did crash his car.
Okay,
mate.
Yep.
No, so that's the only thing. That's the only reason I want to play it.
Okay,
so here we go.
Spider won the Fair Maiden's hand.
She wrote a scroll on the Book of Face saying that she wants nothing to do with ye.
I think, she unfortunately was tagged in the video uploaded by a fellow presenter.
Let's call it what it is, mate. It's a breakfast show.
It is.
And they've done us. They've stitched us up.
They have stitched us up. First, they stitched us up with that. They're alerting Laura, one of the breakfast shows.
So there you go, mate.
Why was there a truck?
Okay, so there's two reasons why he's crashed. One, he's racing trucks.
Yep.
And two, he couldn't stop laughing at the Josh and Zachary show. CeeLo Green, forget you. Straight back after this. Oh, not him.
No. Remember him always.
Edit that out of the podcast. Just stumbling over
and out of everyone's brains if possible.
But anyway, I was walking down the shops, probably to get myself some natural herbs and some incense. And, mate, to my surprise, a butterfly crosses my path.
Man,
a big one, a big black one.
That's
and
surprising.
Black and white. And I went, oh my God, a butterfly's crossing my path. This is good news. I wish I can make a wish off the back of this. So I quickly thought about it, like obviously what I want my wish to be. And I went with just, you know, I shouldn't really reveal my wishes. This is taken all part of my course, I tell you this. They they say, so make your wish immediately, all right? So you can't put too much thought into it. So I said, I hope that I have a happy and healthy life. And then the butterfly flew off. So I'm like, good, happy and healthy life. But that as he flew off, I thought, oh, I forgot Rich. So here I was chasing this butterfly around all over South Brisbane, trying to amend my wish.
If anyone finds the butterfly, call us.
Hold him down and say, hey, Josh has got some unfinished business with you. Robin Schultz featuring Jasmine Thompson, Sun Goes Down on the Josh and Zachary Show. Nothing's
ever. Yeah, all the Friday funnies.
All the mundane Mondays. Give me a perk in my step.
Come on, what do we got?
Well, man, it's a best man speech as performed by by a Switch 1197 race car. It's the obviously a guy got married and his brother was his best man, which I thought was noble. But
what do you mean?
Well, you can't really make your brother a best man, and I'm not sure if I'm dropping.
I'm glad we're having this conversation
on air. Well, I thought to myself, I thought about it, and I'm like, I don't think I'd want my brother to be, because it'd look a bit sad.
Would it?
Yeah, I was like, oh, he's my friend. Oh, no, he's my brother. It's like, no, you'd want your brother in there, obviously, or whatever. You can show people to their seats.
Igor. A hunchback.
Yeah, you're going to be Igor. And then,
just grunting at guests.
Josh, your brother licked one of the guests.
Your brother licked the back of Susie's head.
He'll do that. But no, you'd want your brother and then like your best man to be two separate people. Otherwise, you show up with people and you go, oh, this guy's got no friends. How sad is that? He's got his brother as his best man. It's one step away from having your dad as your best man.
Yeah, that's true.
But okay, well, how about in this instance, if you're going to be a best man, you got to at least do something to the standard of this that I'm going to show you. It's the best man speech as performed by the brother of the groom. and Taking the World by Storm. We're over a million hits, mate. So take a listen.
Guess it's true when they say you become a man. When you find the one, you take her hand. Luckily for you, it all went to plan. And she didn't say no, cause that'd be sad. And loneliness had never been a friend of his. So he searched and searched for you. Then one day in the craziness you came along, he couldn't get you out of his head. It was Sarah this and Sarah that and Sarah this. Oh, now I realize what you mean to me. I'm so proud of you. All you've done for me. Oh, this is love, it's clear to see. So won't you raise your glasses with me? 'Cause this is love, it's clear to see. I wish you joy and happiness for eternity.
Bit self-serving.
No, yeah, that's rubbish. That's rubbish. How long did that go for?
The original version went for 6 minutes. I cut that down to a minute and a half. Oh, the groom's crying, the wife's crying, they're laughing, they're having a great old time.
Don't be coming to my wedding, God forbid, and sing a 6 minute medley.
It was a medley, wasn't it?
You get 10 minutes if you're talking. If you're singing, you get two.
Yeah, well,
singing after 1 minute becomes annoying, but I'll give you an additional minute for posterity.
But I can imagine this guy's like, oh, look, I'd love for you to be my best man. If he said, okay, what are the acoustics like in the room? You'd be like, oh, no, I've made a terrible mistake. Can I fit a piano in? Should I bring my piano? Or do you think I should use the house piano? No piano. Let's see how you go with this one, because a young gentleman over there in the States made a bit of a faux pas in regards to his into an answer that was poised to him, and see if you get it right in comparison to him. Here we go.
In common law, the age of this, signaling adulthood, is presumed to be 14 in boys and 12 in girls.
Zach.
I didn't get the question.
The age of this signals adulthood is presumed to be 14 in boys and 12 in girls.
I don't understand the question still.
You would never make it on Final Jeopardy. Okay, it's kind of like when you become an adult, you go through some changes. What are those changes called?
Oh, what is puberty?
What is puberty is correct. So congratulations.
Yeah, but I'm not in high school, so that's not important to me anymore.
Well, that's exactly right.
I've been through that. I've passed through the fine mesh.
And that's the final product? That's what you come back with?
Hey, don't look at me. I'm as disappointed as anyone.
So just so everyone knows, the answer is puberty. The guest on the show made an absolute horrendous guess at the answer, and he was suitably laughed out of the studio. But have a listen to what he came up with as the answer.
In common law, the age of this, signaling adulthood, is presumed to be 14 in boys and 12 in girls.
Tom, what is the age of consent?
No.
Oh!
What is the age of consent, he reckons? And the host, Tom, what is the age of consent? No. No, for God's sakes. Tom, you're going to get us all fired.
Get that out of your head.
You listen to Josh and Zach, Switch 1197, Brisbane's Youth Alternative.